If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Friday. Who doesn't get fired up for the weekend? Even when you love your job. Yo, the week is weak compared to chilling on the weekend. Sometimes it's just a matter of sleeping in, right? Not having to drive your kids to school. Not having to wake up early. I can't wait for Saturday morning. I saw a meme that someone posted on our Facebook page, our Facebook group. And it said, what did your generation have that kids need more of today? Like, what did we relish in? What did we do when we were little kids that...
Well, I have the fake answer, but the real answer, okay? So, don't overreact. American Gladiators.
Gladiators on, ready! Yeah. Contestants ready!
Come on, man. Nitro and Blaze and come on. Those
Malibu.
Guys are awesome. But no, the real answer is like Saturday morning cartoons because they're just spoiled with options. That's why kids aren't outside. They got more options. They got more things to do. You know, they're playing video games on a next level, hanging out. Like, my daughter all day is just communicating with her friends a la social media.
Different way.
You know, but therefore antisocial, not really interacting in real life. And with all these different options, they're less likely to go outside and play, right? And when you got cartoons and shows at your fingertips at all times, there's no excitement to sit there in front of the TV, eating your pancakes, eating your Captain Crunch, watching your Looney Tunes. They don't have Looney Tunes. You know why? Because they're too violent. And I feel like they miss out on that fun. To me, the ultimate part of my childhood was waking up Saturday morning, smelling mom's pancakes. She's playing her mariachi music. She's cleaning the house. And I'm sitting there eating Saturday morning cartoons, eating my pancakes and watching my cartoons into American Gladiators. Then I take my bike out and enjoy my day. That was the best.
You're probably the annoying kid that stepped in your mom's pile of, like, she swept up a nice pile and you then probably stepped in the dirt pile.
Always. I would, like, moonwalk, somehow have this magnetic force that pulled me right into the pile and my mom would be so mad at me.
Steven, don't pee on the comet. I'm cleaning the toilet, meanwhile.
You want to know what I was best at besides eating pancakes? Stepping in my mom's dust pile where she was sweeping and using the toilet that she was currently cleaning.
Yeah, you were great at it.
I was the best at it.
To sum up Saturday mornings, it was a very special time, whether you grew up in the 70s, 80s, 90s. I always said the progression that defined my childhood, if it wasn't Little League summer baseball season and you didn't have a Saturday baseball or basketball game, it was Saturday morning, you wake up, you have some pancakes or cereal, you watch your cartoons, and then wrestling came on at noon, and then American Gladiators came on. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped something. At 11 a.m., Saved by the Bell, then some like silly show like California Dreams or something.
Yeah, but...
But yeah, no, for my age, I would say if you're roughly 40...
But kids don't... It's not like appointment watching the way we had it. We were so pumped about
Saved by the Bell, wrestling, American Gladiators. That sort of defined a Saturday when you weren't playing sports. Now... I'll give you one more, and then we'll move on. Things that kids, you know, a little different these days. My kids act like King Joffrey from Game of Thrones when a commercial comes on. Like, what is this, Daddy? dad, mommy, like, they, like, commercial, change it. Like, you know, sometimes you have to wait 5 seconds to skip ads. Mm. That 5 seconds, they're like, what's going on here? I'm like,
they have a freak out.
When daddy was a kid, I was like, I walked up both ways uphill. No, I tell my kids, I'm like, we used to have to watch commercials.
Yo, Clay Travis told me a story one time that he had his kids on a trip, and in the hotel, they were watching regular TV,
yeah,
and they freaked out when commercials came on.
One
they
of
had
these.
Never seen them before.
Yeah, dude.
That's insane.
I would love to see a kid's face, you know, who's just sitting there forced to watch commercials.
Next time you come over my place, yeah, just watch my son for 10 minutes. If any little ad pops up, if he's watching some silly
so
YouTube.
So he hates Phil Swift, I bet.
He hates
like Flex Seal ads.
My son is 3, and he loves watching these little like dinosaur jujitsu, not jujitsu, like there's like some Stretch Armstrong looking dinosaur crap. He loves it, and he watches all these little unboxing videos, and if an ad pops up, mom, dad,
freak out.
Wow.
Well, weren't our commercials kids commercials? Like when I watched Saturday cartoons, the commercials that came on were about like Star Wars toys or things that were toys that reflected me. Now you're right, the commercials are like we're watching a thing with Jonah, who's 3, and then the commercial's like mental health.
I want to see yourself. Yeah. I want to see your son sit through a mental health commercial followed by a Golo commercial.
Yo, but Ramos, it's so true.
I want to see your son sit through a MyPillow guy commercial.
But the truth is, Ramos is right about the commercial choices, because I think about how come my kids never say like, "Dad, I want this." Or, listen, they want things. Don't get me wrong, but.
Yeah, our commercials were
like,
cool, man.
It's
like
cereals,
the animal.
Cereals, toys.
We had to sit through Crossfire commercials.
Yeah, but you ended up wanting those things, right? Like, you were like, you know, Dad, I want the He-Man battle. I want Castle Grayskull. And you know what I want? I want the new Trick cereal with marshmallows. Why did you want those things? Because the commercials.
Trick's never had marshmallows, by the way.
They added them.
Really?
At one point, yeah.
You're kidding me.
They had marshmallows to any. They asked. They
Tricks
they
with marshmallows?
Add marshmallows to anything.
You
now.
Dreamt that. I never seen Tricks.
Guess what
with
I had the other day? I bought it for my kids, and it's just a pile of sugar. Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Since it's Fox Sports Radio, I eat Fruity Flakes. Just for the record.
Flutie flakes.
Yeah. I still eat them, yeah.
It's always good.
Flutie flakes.
Good one. Let's go to Steve in Reno. Wrap this up, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
What's up, man?
Oh, hey, guys. Good to talk to you. Covino, I used to listen to you on satellite radio on the Hard Rock station.
Oh, I'm still there every night. Turbo 41, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, no one rocks.
Are you
no,
still
one,
there?
No one rocks out harder than this guy.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah, he's but, a rocking dude.
Yeah, what we could do is kids go to Lake Tahoe, park for free on the side of the road, go down to Hidden Beach, Chimney Beach, where the topless girls were. Oh. They probably don't let them do that anymore either.
If they do, let me know. Just
pay, and they can't even go to Tahoe unless you know, it's a pain in the ass. So, yeah, we had it made there.
Hey, first of all, Steve, you got great taste in music and great taste in host. I appreciate you. But you made me think of something else, too. Now, this sounds a little creepy, but think of what kids have access to. The reason they don't care about Saturday morning cartoons is because they have access to cartoons on demand and networks and whatever they want, right? At their fingertips. You know what was really cool when we were hitting that, like, puberty stage in life?
Yeah.
Trying to get that scrambled boob on TV, right? Like, kids today will never know the feeling of watching, like, Skinemax late at night.
That's too much.
Staying up late just to watch that. Just to see that one scene that your parents didn't want you to see in that movie
disgusting.
On HBO.
Honestly, it's disgusting.
Because they have access to it.
It's disgusting what your kids have access to.
Yeah.
Honestly, it really is. I always said that.
If you saw some scrambled Spice Network, you were like, whoa! You were pumped about it.
Those were the cable boxes with the turn knobs on them.
And you'd have to do a
Yes, and my older brother would be trying to get it in between the two pay channels.
Yeah,
kids will never know.
Lady Chatterley was on. That was the thing he was always trying to unscramble.
Oh, kids will never know the struggle and the excitement that we had just to get a little peek of something like that.
It sounds ridiculous. I feel like, you know, it's a whole separate conversation, but I think kids have too much access to a lot of this smut. The smut now is just too easily accessible. There was an art, Ramos.
It's horrible.
There was an art and a maturity of being a teenage boy trying to somehow get your hands on your first like nudie magazine, because there was an innocence to it. Now it's just like kids should not be watching any of the stuff they could easily just click on.
Kidding me? Yeah, it's terrible.
It's sort of too much. And
now they're watching Euphoria.
Oh, dude, I had this conversation just the other day. I'm like, How about no to my kid? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, no.
Dad, I'm going to watch Euphoria. How about no?
Yeah,
yeah. My wife, he said that to our daughter. She's like, yeah, you're not watching that show.
But how do you stop them, right? It's just, it's tough, man. But they're missing out on that thrill, that innocent thrill we had of seeing some scrambled, like, well, you don't even know what body part you're looking at, but you're like, yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, it's a foot.
Yeah, it's a foot.
That's a foot.
Is it because they have something like Zendaya, who's in it, that's like a younger person that the kids can relate to and be like, oh, Zendaya's in it.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
well, and it's set in school.
Right.
The show.
But
so.
It's like, ugh, I don't know.
So school kids are like, oh, it's for us.
Yeah.
No.
No. I don't know.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no.
So we got food to talk about. Oh. We got load management to talk about.
My favorite two things.
Yeah, we got football to talk about.
But you know, I think we should start with the Richard Jefferson, Steve Kerr. There's a lot of people, a lot of people chatting about.
Well, I made reference. I said, you know what kids are missing out on?
What's that?
We didn't. Their favorite players being there playing when they go to the game.
The number one disappointment you could have as a kid. I have a few. Raining on the day of like a little league game you were looking forward to. Remember that feeling like, oh, tonight we have a game and it's like drizzling. And my mom was always negative. They'll probably cancel it, Richie. I'm like, shut up, mom. Go to the field and you're like, come on, let's get the game in. That was a disappointment.
Yeah, but if you went to a Mets game,
I was getting
you were
there.
Pretty certain that Keith Hernandez was playing.
I remember.
And if he wasn't, that was a rarity.
Dude, I remember getting so bummed. You read my mind. I remember going to a Mets game when I was a little floppy hair headed little numbskull kid. So excited. I look up on the scoreboard at Shea Stadium and I'm looking for C8, catcher number 8, Gary Carter. Wait, Gary, there's no C8 batting fourth or fifth. What's going on? The bottom of the lineup, C2. Mackie Sasser's playing today. And I'm like, no!
That was your... That's so funny. Yeah. That's like your kids watching commercials.
Yeah, Mackie Sasser.
You had your flip out. Yeah.
I'm here to see Gary Carter.
Major letdown.
So we talked about
this. But that was rare. You know, it was a rare... That was the luck of the draw. You just went on the wrong day or his off day or Gary Carter had the runs that day or, you know, had a cramp. That was rare.
Yeah, but I remember... When you and I were working for the other network, when we were doing some of our stuff at ESPN, we were right down in downtown LA. And this is when this narrative first really started to happen. Because Covino and I did like a little interview man on the street thing, Danny G. It was the day of a Clippers game. And all these kids had their Kawhi Leonard jerseys on. And it was a day where they're like, yeah, Kawhi's not playing. And to talk to all these disappointed kids and dads, it's like, no, he's not hurt. He's just not playing. And I remember that was the early... Kawhi was one of the first people that started this narrative on the next level.
Yep.
Because it was like, yo, you got this big star for the Clippers, and kids are going to the games. And
it's extremely disappointing. Everybody wants their team to perform when it matters. We get that, right? And I get that. But if you can't see it from the kid's perspective... on how disappointing it is to finally get to a game to see your favorite player and he's not there because of load management, give me a break. If you see any other way, give us a call. Let's discuss it. 877-99 on Fox. I heard Richard Jefferson talking about it. He really painted a great picture on why it's just not good for the fans, and that's who they're playing for. Take a listen.
My parents, I didn't come from very much. And for Christmas, my parents got me a ticket to go watch the San Antonio Spurs because David Robinson was my favorite player. One ticket. My dad, who worked security and scrubbed floors and did all this stuff, he dropped me off at the game, gave me $5, and I went in there by myself because my family couldn't afford to come to the game. So they knew that I loved basketball. And I was the youngest of three boys, but that was my thing. So they paid one ticket. And I sat in there. My dad went to a bar and watched the game and then came back and picked me up when the game was over. So it's like every day that I stepped on the floor, I remember my father. Yeah. I remember having one ticket and being there and all the families and all the people that were probably just like me. If David Robinson wouldn't have played in that game, like I get emotional thinking about it because I got to stand next to him in Game 6 of the NBA Finals when he was about to go off into the sunset and tell him that he was my favorite player growing up. So I take that responsibility and say, wait, we can't just gloss over this. And I blame the teams. I blame the training staffs because the players in this generation are doing more of what they are told than going out there and leaving it all out on the floor.
Now, it's not the players, according to Richard Jefferson. You know, they're being treated like investments. Hey, we pay a lot of money. We need them ready for when we need them. So they're not really caring about little Timmy, little Gregor's feelings anymore, who are all excited to see their heroes and favorite players. Imagine a young Richard Jefferson going there and the Admirals not playing. How disappointing is that for a kid today?
And I'll back you up. I thought that clip was great.
Isn't it fantastic?
Richard Jefferson. Jefferson.
But he also goes on to say, like, he goes on to talk about the amenities that they have today that they didn't have when he came into the league in 2001. You know, these guys are pampered on crazy levels, and load management is becoming a bigger issue. And, you know, I want to hear what Danny G has to say about it as our resident, like, NBA fan and guru. But just as a dad and as a guy who loves sports, man, it's like going to a play to see someone famous and their understudies performing. It's like, wah.
Yeah. It's like when my dad went to go see a play with his wife where Hugh Jackman was in it.
The Music Man.
And he found out ahead of time that, Hugh Jackman couldn't play. He got his money back. He's like, I'm not going to pay.
Yeah, because you're going here to
Broadway,
see Hugh Jackman.
Broadway money to go see Hugh Jackman. And they're like,
you're
going
to see the greatest showman. You're not going to see, like, the guy underneath the second string.
You don't want to see the understudy. Now, real quick.
The mid showman.
The mid showman. Before we get to Danny G and your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox, I love what Richard Jefferson had to say. And I saw this floating around social media the other day. Now, he was a late scratch because of an injury, but did you see that viral story where a kid was holding up a sign and he's like, I traveled 4,000 miles to see Jimmy Butler. He's my favorite. And right before the game, Butler was scratched and the kid was like, what?
They tried.
I know.
The Odd Couple went in depth on this, and you know, there's some great clips on Fox Sports Radio on the Instagram if you want to check it out. They tried to make right by the kid, and Jimmy Butler did everything he could.
That's cool.
But still, man, it's that deflating feeling.
We got to remember what you're playing for and who's watching and the kids. It is a big layer of it.
I know it's a business,
but you got to worry about the fans.
You have to. So, you know, Richard Jefferson said it best. Want to know your thoughts. We're going to talk to Danny G, and we're going to talk to Dan Beyer first.
Yo, what's up, Dan?
I just wanted to pass along. It changed for me when I had a kid because I always thought it was a TV thing because the ABC, you know, ABC network, when they got those Saturday night games, all of a sudden all these stars are, you know, not showing up and they're like, we're not paying for this advertising, same thing we were talking about. But it didn't resonate until I actually had a boy and thought to myself, what is it like for that Miami Heat fan or the kid in Cleveland that wanted to see Steph Curry and there's no way that they, you know, ever saw him in the finals? Completely changed for me when I became a parent.
When you become a parent, there's a different perspective. It's like, you're right, it's like baseball, looking up at the scoreboard and, your star player's not playing today. You go to the NBA game and like, we're going to rest our guys. Oh, are they injured? No. Load management.
Imagine how good you feel as a mom or a dad to get your kid tickets to that game. You know, like that you've been, you know, working that whole fall to be able to be like, hey, guess what? We're going to go see Steph Curry, you know, when
and
they come to town.
Think of how many families, Dan Beyer, are check to check and they spend their hard earned money on this for their family only to see Steph Curry sit in the bench. You know, Steve Kerr says he feels terrible about it. But I mean, then why is this happening and changing the schedule? I know Ramos and I were talking off the air, like Steve Kerr and other players are saying, well, you know, maybe they should shorten the schedule. Well, then they'll just load according to that schedule, no?
Yes. No, correct.
That won't fix it.
That's not going to fix it.
And we briefly got to talk about Kobe a little bit yesterday on the show. And there's that famous meme that shows him injured and his wife, Vanessa, asked him, why are you putting yourself through this? Why are you still playing when you're so banged up? And he told her, think of that little kid who saved up his money or his parents saved up their money all year long just so they could see me that one night. He's like, I'm not going to miss that game. I'm not going to miss any games.
Oh, man.
We need more players and former players just like Richard Jefferson to speak up and hold the front offices accountable. If what you're saying, Covino, about it's not exactly a player issue but an organizational issue with the front office and it just being a business decision – come on, man. Then we got to get back to the purity of sports.
We have to.
It's becoming too much of a business.
It's ridiculous. And, you know, to state the obvious, we get if a dude is hurt and he's legitimately hurt,
yeah,
you know, or he needs even a mental break, sure, it happens. But for strategery. Yeah, and for load management reasons, I give it two thumbs down, man.
I just got terrible news, by the way.
What?
Get this. Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Bluey is not going to be there.
No.
The understudy when I go to see Bluey live with my kids. Get the backup. The backup Bluey is performing.
I would ask for a refund.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's the Chad Henne of Bluey.
Yeah, it's the Chad Henne of Bluey. Yeah,
Purpley is going to be there.
Yeah, come on. What the hell? How do you feel when the cities get involved? I feel like that's good fun. Like when the Yankees would play the Red Sox, it'd always be like the mayors would make like a bet. Like back in the day in the 90s, we'd be like Giuliani would get in contact with the Boston mayor and like, hey, some Boston baked beans or New York pizza. Or like the loser has to do this. Those city-to-city little bets, I think that's sort of fun. I think it's good.
To the fun.
Did you see?
I'm not going to hate on it.
The Cincinnati mayor? The mayor of Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
The mayor of Cincinnati.
Skyline Chili?
That would be the food. But he's talking smack. But sometimes it's funny when someone isn't used to doing comedic deliveries. Sometimes, not that it falls flat, but it's interesting when someone with no comedic abilities. Just take a listen.
Good afternoon, Cincinnati. I have a proclamation from the desk of the mayor. Be it proclaimed, whereas the Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Burrowhead Stadium for their second consecutive AFC Championship game. Whereas at last year's game, the Bengals scored more points than the Chiefs, resulting in a Bengals victory and a Chiefs loss. Whereas Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test confirming whether or not he's his father. Whereas all season long, Cincinnati has been on a path of destiny, fighting it out to overcome anyone who stands between them and a Super Bowl win. And whereas Kansas City is named after its neighboring state, which is, you know, just kind of weird. Now, therefore, I, Aftab Pierval, mayor of the city of Cincinnati, do hereby proclaim January 29th, 2023, as They Gotta Play Us Day in Cincinnati. Thank you.
There you go. Mayor of Cincinnati.
I thought his delivery was perfect.
Really?
It was read like a boring proclamation. Like, if you've ever seen a town council meeting,
that's
what it sounds like. So it slipped in.
I like when proclamations are read with some pizzazz, like, as coroner, I must concur, I thoroughly examined
her. Yeah, but that's the coroner.
No, but I like.
The mayor was like,
as
mayor of the Munchkin City.
Yes.
In the county of the Land of Oz.
Is that what you expected?
I wanted some type of proclamation read in that manner.
That was Aftab.
I'm frightened right now.
The mayor of Cincinnati. And to me, yeah, that was boring. I'm not going to hate on the guy. No one's claiming that he's the king of comedy.
Yeah, I like the
he's
pizzazz.
No Cedric the Entertainer, but
he needs a little pizzazz. But I like the spirit of it, so I cannot complain. I don't want to be the hater. I like the spirit of him throwing it
out
there. I mean,
if we're going to play it on the radio, I'll say this. I like the attempt. I like the fun-spirited sort of nudge or neg. But his delivery was horrible. It's amazing to me that a guy who's a public speaker and took his life and career this far can't drop a punchline just a little better than that.
I want to hear the response from Quentin Lucas. This is the mayor of Kansas City. Has he yet responded?
I think Quentin's going to own him when he does.
His name's Quentin.
That's what I said. Booby
no,
trap.
What I'm saying.
He looks a lot smoother than
I'm saying.
The mayor
Quentin's
of Cincinnati,
just like
too.
A great name.
Oh, no, yeah.
Good, strong name.
So, I mean, to answer your question, I think it's fun. It just adds to the fun.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're Covino and Rich, and I think as load management becomes a story, we're all in agreement here that it's bunk. It's weak. It's terrible for the fans. And it brings me to a famous quote. Like, you have to go back to the 50s. You know, players cared. The Joe DiMaggio quote just no longer applies in today's world. There's always some kid who may be seeing me for the first time. I owe him my best. You play for the fans. That's Joe DiMaggio, by the way. You play for the fans. They make you who you are.
I thought you were going to give my other favorite quote, which is everything on the internet is true, Abe Lincoln.
Yeah. That's a great quote. So, you know, I think Richard Jefferson, who, by the way, was always super cool to us, what he said on ESPN about it was great. You know, him seeing David Robinson as a little boy made his childhood.
Inspired him
to be an NBA player. And
but you know,
go and see your hero and pay all that money, and you know your parents are barely getting by, and they're taking you to a game only to not have your favorite players not on the court. Man, that's just disappointing. Unless of course they're hurt. Unless of course there's a real reason. But load management, not a good enough reason. Not when they're making that kind of money and they're that impactful
and
to kids today.
You just said it. The money.
Kids need that.
The money, which is the reason why. The reasonable answers don't work. Reasonable answers meaning, hey, maybe we need to adjust the schedule. 82 games might be 15 games too many.
But then they'll adjust to that schedule.
No, but what I'm saying is then it's like, well, now you're taking money out of the vendors, out of the teams, out of the... You know.
Right.
You and I agree that the 1 year the NBA started later... Do you remember it started 1 year on Christmas and it was like, 50 or 60 games?
I was all in.
Right after the pandemic, right?
Yeah. No, that was in the bubble.
This was a strike
year.
Season.
Yeah. But that season, Danny G, I don't know why, I was more honed in than ever. It seemed more important. Each game had a little more magnitude.
It was ramped up. It felt perfect. It was the sweet spot.
It really was.
Yeah, it was the sweet spot.
You said it, Danny G.
And,
no, you're right.
You know, you look at it and you say, why don't they do that? And I'll tell you, the same reason why MLB won't do 120 games, because that's 40 games of revenue lost if baseball did that. So it's never going to happen because of money. But it's good in theory. Like,
and
hey, maybe
way,
we just should shorten the schedule.
Just something else to think about in regards to load management. Think about kids today, you know, and how much they need to be inspired. You know how down some kids are? You know how the pandemic affected so many of these kids? You know how impactful it could be to see a Steph Curry? To see a Kawhi Leonard?
I feel you, bro. You don't have to tell me.
And you go there, and you're the parent, too, hoping to inspire your kid who could be down, who could be bullied, who could not be feeling his best, only to be let down again?
I know.
That's misery. So, you know, it's for the birds. That's all I have to say about that.
All right. Well, hey, you know what it's time for? It's time to make our picks. NFL Championship Weekend. Listen, I'll tell you what. We've been doing pretty good. For the most part, last week... Danny G, I believe you and I were we undefeated?
3-1, I believe.
3-1. Yeah, you're right. 3-1. 3-1. Last week in the divisional round, Chiefs.
Oh, can't wait to see what you're gonna pick here with this game.
Eagle, yeah. Chiefs, Eagles.
With the Chiefs, Bengals.
Bengals and Niners.
Pick 'em, baby.
All right, let's do this. Let's start. We'll go around the room. You got two games. Let's make it snappy. Niners, 2.5-point underdogs. I mean, we don't really need to deal with point spreads again because they're so small.
Right.
Eagles by 2.5. Who do we like?
All right, let me make it clear. These are going to be two battles, right?
Yeah.
Two great games. I think they're going to be close. So, I mean, no disrespect, Rich, and I'm not rooting against you. In fact, I hope to watch with you this weekend. But this young offense and Brock Purdy and this Philadelphia defense breathing down his neck. I don't know, man. I think that he's going to have his hands full for the first time. And I'm going to say the Eagles got the edge here. So I'm going Eagles.
But I'm rooting
for your 49ers, okay?
I'm going to go Niners, A, because I'm a homer. And B, because I think Kyle Shanahan knows what's in front of him. He can't play conservative the way he did against the Cowboys. They managed the clock. They were the Dallas run defense. Stronger than the Eagles' run defense. You get McCaffrey going. You get this fast-moving offense. It's speed versus power. The Eagles, power. Niners, speed. I like the Niners. If the Niners jump out quick, that's the key. If the Eagles are up 7-0 or 10-0 in the first quarter, it's all she wrote. But I'm going to go Niners. Ramos, Danny G, who wants to jump in?
Ramos can go first.
Ramos, what
are
you
we pick? I'm sorry, are we picking both games or
yeah,
just one game?
Both games.
Both games.
Okay, I'll start with I like Cincinnati. I like them to beat Kansas City in that game. I just think
okay. They're
a better team. I really believe they're a better team than the Chiefs. 49ers and Eagles. Ugh. I'm never a fan of a team that hasn't lost a game for a long time. When they're undefeated at a certain time, like they're bound to lose at some point. I think Philadelphia is a really good team. I'm going to take the Eagles to beat the 49ers. It's going to be Eagles, Bengals, and the Super Bowl.
Okay. Danny J, give me the Niners, Philly now.
You guys might remember this from when we did our Sunday evening show.
Yeah.
I picked Philly as my Super Bowl team before the season started.
Oh.
For the NFC. So I'm sorry, Rich. I got to stay with that pick.
Philly.
I feel like the Eagles are going to beat the Niners by a field goal. All right, okay. But I'll still be there to eat your food and have fun
perfect.
With you.
What are you thinking? Just to give you a couple points so I can throw
teach
it on
your
social.
Face, Danny
right.
G.
What do you
Rich
thinking?
And I.
What do you think? Philly's by what? What are you thinking? By what?
It's going to be close. I agree with Danny G.
By three? Like
by three,
Ramos,
yeah.
Close or bigger?
I think Philly's. The Eagles by a touchdown.
Okay. Dan Beyer. What do you think, Dan?
I like Philly.
Okay.
Yeah. I like maybe Uh-oh. Even by 10 or
like 10? Okay.
Yeah.
Spotty boy.
I like Eagles by... Let's see, 14.
14?
Wow.
Keeps getting bigger.
Cincy, Chiefs.
All right, now.
Ramos gave us Cincy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You and I debated this yesterday for the most part in regards to pressure. If you want to hear about it, who has the most pressure on them, just check Covino and Rich on social media. That being said, I made my point yesterday. I feel like the Bengals are going through the well one too many times. They're not going to beat the Chiefs this time.
I'm with you. I got Chiefs by 6. And by the way, I got Niners by 4. Niners by 4. So I got Niners Chiefs, a rematch of 2020. Covino, you got Philly and the Chiefs. Danny G.
Love Zach Taylor. Love the Bengals coaching staff. But I don't think they're going to be able to beat the Chiefs again in Arrowhead. I have the Chiefs over Cincinnati by 1.
What do you got by the
Epic
way, Covino?
Game.
By how many?
They beat. The Chiefs win by 7.
7, okay.
Yeah, by touchdown.
Ramos already picked Cincy.
Yeah,
by how many,
by
Ramos?
Three.
By 3.
By 3, field goal.
By 3, okay.
Dan Beyer, your analysis, sir.
Guys, I do not think that destiny or fate or any of that will deny us of an Andy Reid Bowl. So I like the Chiefs to meet up with those Eagles. Chiefs top the Bengals by 4.
By 4. Spot?
Wow. Bengals by 6.
Bengals by 6. All right. Bengals by 6.
Feel it.
There we go. I'll post
can't
these.
Wait, baby.
I'll post
can't
these
wait.
At Covino and Rich. And coming up next, we'll talk about the food that has to go along with some championship football watching. But Dan Beyer, what's updating in the world of sports? What's going on,
Here's
buddy?
Your injury update in advance of Championship Sunday. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes not on the injury report. No injury designation after his third straight full practice today. Travis Kelce got in a full practice but was added to the injury report with a back issue. He's listed as questionable. Chiefs and Bengals in the second half of the doubleheader on Sunday. Niners and Eagles will get things going on Fox. Niners running back Christian McCaffrey practiced today and is expected to start against Philadelphia despite a calf injury. Elijah Mitchell limited in practice. He's questionable with a groin injury. Some more news from the NFL. DeMeco Ryans, the Niners defensive coordinator, considered the top choice of the Texans to be their next head coach. That's according to the NFL Network. He'll interview next week. Here's an interesting interview. ESPN reports that Georgia offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Todd Monken is expected to interview with the Buccaneers for their offensive coordinator position. Update from the NBA. Mavs guard Luka Doncic not going to play tomorrow against the Jazz because of his ankle injury. That's according to ESPN. Mets and second baseman Jeff McNeil agreed to a four-year extension. Braves gave manager Brian Snitker a contract extension through 2025. And in the third round of the Farmers Insurance Open, Sam Ryder continues to lead at 12-under. John Rahm just two shots back as the third round is winding down at Torrey Pines. Back to you guys.
Hey, Dan, is it in bad taste? Is it in bad taste if I send Jalen Hurts a Philly cheesesteak with some really bad provolone on it Saturday night, late night? Like, oh, what is this? DoorDash?
Oh,
and all
man.
Of a sudden, you know, a little tummy ache for Sunday. You know, I'm thinking about maybe sending some bad cheesesteaks.
The good cheesesteaks have whiz on them.
A little too much sour.
Didn't
whiz.
The Giants Hotel last week in Philly have like an issue? Like the power went out
they
or
did,
something? Yeah.
Pull the fire alarm.
Yeah, that could have been, yeah. It's only fair play.
I never wish injuries on players. It's terrible.
That
I think
Kelsey
it's wrong.
Yeah,
but if you told me Jalen Hurts had a little stomachache from a bad cheesesteak, I could roll with that.
What
if
about Kelsey's back, though? Is that going to play a factor, you think?
I don't think so. But it is interesting that he was added. Full practice today. You would obviously rather have him not, but... Yeah, that was a little bit of an eye-opener, but still expect him to play.
Well, think about that. I mean, we already made our picks, but Mahomes, he's not 100%. You just know he's game when he's playing.
Yeah.
And Kelsey, clearly not 100%. Woo. So they're two star players.
They're in it to win it, though.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking still to Tatum. 5 seconds. Pull up for three. No good for the wing. Horford for the rebound. Pitching it out. Brogdon fires. It's blocked by Brunson. And it's over. Brunson with the block at the end. Knicks 120 and Boston 117.
Wow. Courtesy of Knicks Radio Network. Knicks beat the Celtics 120-117. Overtime thriller. Progressive play of the day. Covino and Rich, CNR on FSR.
Yeah.
Yay, it's the weekend.
And what We're do we pumped. Do? What do we do every Friday? What a weekend.
Living for the weekend.
I was going to say drink.
Winning bets for talking points if you get stuck socializing.
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is dangerous.
Friday brings us Weekend Hobnobby.
And this weekend is pretty special. NFL championship games. We'll all be hanging, eating and drinking and having fun. And we always keep you in the loop on what the most important, not only what the most important games are, what other shows you should be checking out. And a little special today, we're going to go around the room. Best show you need to be watching, the game that you're most intrigued by, and the food that you must have while watching the games.
Okay.
Start with you, buddy boy. Age before beauty, as Rocky said.
I'll take it. Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul has something new out, video on demand, Life Upside Down. If I don't have time for that, I'll definitely be watching clips of Michael B. Jordan hosting SNL this weekend. The game I'm most excited about, I agree with our old pal Charlie Arnold. Remember Charlie Arnold?
Of course I know Charlie.
Chiefs, Bengals, cool, but the NFC Championship is the game this weekend.
Some think whoever wins the NFC Championship is going to win the Super Bowl.
I kind of feel the same way, and we'll be at Rich's house to watch that. And the must-have food this weekend for this guy is pizza.
Okay.
All day, every day.
I'm going to agree with you, obviously, on the Niners-Eagles being the game that I can't even as a Niners fan, I'm nervous. I'm like, how does this game unfold? Who jumps out early? It's a game where neither team has played someone as good as the other. That's fair to say. The Niners have not played a team as good as the Eagles, and the Eagles have not faced a defense as good as the Niners. So this is like the ultimate test for both. So
yeah.
Eagles, Niners, the show you got to be watching. I know it's too cheesy for a guy like Covino, but if you loved How I Met Your Mother like I did in the 2000s, How I Met Your Father is on season two. Season one I thought was good. Season two is back, and Neil Patrick Harris, Barney Stinson, is back on the show.
Whoop-a-doo.
It's awesome. I love it. And I think besides Buffalo wings, I think you need buffalo chicken dip, too.
Okay.
Right. What do we got? Ramos, Danny J, Spot, who wants to go?
I'll jump in real quick. Most intriguing game, I think the Chiefs and Bengals because of their new rivalry.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people saying it's Manning-Brady part two,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
And you guys talked me and my girl into this one. From talking about it on this feature, we started watching The Last of Us.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, HBO Max. Yeah, I'm on the third, too. And what a show. A twist right away.
How creepy, by the way, is like the fungus.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah, my wife, he was like, I don't know if I could watch this for an entire season.
I know.
Just because of the effects.
You know what you need to watch, though? I hate to interrupt, but some of the staff here found, you know Mike that runs this place?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They
Who?
Found his episode, Mike,
oh,
on
they found it?
Supermarket Sweep. It's on YouTube.
Oh, no.
It's on YouTube. I saw it, bro. You're going to flip out. Our buddy Mike on Supermarket Sweep
link,
is on YouTube. You're going to die when you see it.
Oh, my God.
All right, and then my suggestion for Rich's food spread.
Yeah, what you got?
Taco bar with all the fixings laid out.
Ooh, a taco bar. All right, I like it.
I don't want to prepare my own food.
Ramos, what do you got? I know, he's lazy.
So lazy.
If you're into, I'm a big Star Wars fan, so The Bad Batch, which is out, is awesome on Disney+. It follows The Bad Batch Season 1 and, of course, The Clone Wars, which is one of the best animated series of all time.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah. Bad Batch is awesome.
All right. Okay. I'm in.
Yeah. Game I'm watching, I'm with Danny. I think it's going to be a high-scoring light show between the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Over-under is, what, 48, Rich?
You think you'd take the over?
I take the over on that
one. All right. Cool.
And then food-wise, it's got to be, for me, it's nachos.
Nachos.
Oh,
okay.
Nachos.
Yeah. Nachos. You said it. You said it, buddy. And Spotty, what you got, man?
So for me, I'll be watching Shotgun Wedding on Prime Video. With Josh Duhamel and Jennifer Lopez.
How many wedding movies has she been in?
It seems like a very mindless, kind of funny rom-com action movie.
I'll check it out too with the wifey tonight.
I'll be watching Rich watching the 49ers game.
Oh, that's
because
that's entertainment.
That's
itself.
Way more exciting than probably the game's going to be.
You're so right about that.
Pacing and twitching.
We should take a picture of my socks beforehand and see the holes in them from pacing at the end of the game.
And Rich knows my party staple to any party I'm invited to, Stromboli. I always make a Stromboli, which is just basically a rolled up pizza.
Oh yeah,
it is
oh,
a so good. Classic party.
It is
snack.
Great. Yeah, Stromboli, fantastic. Spotty Whew. With the Stromboli.
Wasn't he that guy in Pinocchio?
He was.
Yes. Stromboli. Oh, yeah.
Yes, he captured Pinocchio. He was
did.
The, he was the puppeteer.
Yes,
he had the traveling puppet show.
Well, hey, you know what? It's gonna be a great weekend of football. It's gonna be a great weekend of just hanging.
And wait till you see Mike on Supermarket Sweep.
I can't wait.
It's you know, a life changer.
I'll be honest.
I'll be watching that.
It's going to change your life.
I'm going to be watching that in about 30 seconds.
No.
The minute we're like, bye, bye, guys. I'm like, where is this? You know, Mike, the guy that runs iHeart.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Who knew?
It's hilarious.
Did he go for the steaks? Because that's what you got to do on Supermarket Sweep.
Wait till you see his pompadour.
What?
Yeah.
Hair?
Yes.
Mike had hair.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bug out. Wait till you see.
All right.
Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody.
And anything you ever miss, Danny G will tell you, the Fox Sports Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the podcast is up there, Apple Podcast. Download it, subscribe, maybe win a bribery ball next
yes,
week.
Yes, and hit us up at Covino and Rich.
We'll see you guys next week. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Go Niners. Goodbye. Bang, bang, Niners gang.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.